You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, thousands of explosions erupted in Lebanon, both in the capital of Beirut and other parts of the country. This was due to a coordinated attack caused by explosives that were planted in a number of pagers and walkie-talkies used by members of the Lebanese group Hezbollah that Israeli intelligence is confirmed to be responsible for. The attack resulted in thousands of people being injured, many of whom were civilian bystanders, and 32 people being killed, with two of the casualties confirmed to be children. I spoke to John Minto from Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa to discuss his reaction to the pager attack in Lebanon and how this could lead to a wider conflict in the Middle East. We also talked about New Zealand's vote in favor of the UN resolution demanding an end to Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories. Can you tell us about your initial reaction to the exploding pager attack in Lebanon last week?
Well, I think the first message to take from that is that Israel wants to expand the war. Israel wants to create a much wider regional war, and they want to draw in Iran, and they want to have the US at hand to back them up. And so far, the US is doing precisely what Israel wants at every stage. So that's the first thing. Israel wants an expanding war. New Zealand, for our part, we need to be calling that out and saying, no, we do not want a wider war. We want to see a ceasefire, and we want to see an end to this out-of-control regime, which is, as I say, trying to expand this war into something much more devastating.
While Israeli officials are yet to comment on the attack, a number of U.S. officials have, in effect, praised the attack for targeting members of Hezbollah and disrupting their operations. What would you say to people who echoed those sentiments and thought that this attack was a valid way for Israel to target members of Hezbollah?
Well, I think all the reasonable commentators around the world are saying that this is a war crime. There's no discrimination here. When you're weaponizing people's communications devices, inevitably a lot of civilians are going to be killed or injured, and Israel's done this with just the sort of abandon which it does repeatedly, and it relies on the lazy racism within the Western world to just go along with it, because they're not Europeans being killed, they're Arabs being killed.
Just to reiterate, would you say that this attack was a violation of international law?
Well, I think on the face of it, absolutely. I mean, these things have to be decided by the International Court of Justice. But I think all the readings that I've seen from commentators and legal experts around the world would say that this is a breach of international law and international humanitarian law in particular.
You mentioned this a little bit earlier, but how should the New Zealand government respond to this attack?
Well, you know, the New Zealand government for 11 months has been saying, we want calm, we want people to show restraint on both sides, we want this conflict ended. They haven't called for an immediate and permanent ceasefire. They've never done that out of concern for what the US and Israel want. But they say that they want the conflict to end. But they've said nothing about the repeated attempts by Israel to widen this conflict. Israel wants a big war. They have deliberately and provocatively attacked the Iranian embassy in Syria, killing senior Iranian officials. They've attacked and killed the leaders of people in leadership positions in Hamas and Hezbollah. And they killed the leader of Hamas, who was negotiating a ceasefire with Israel. At every stage, they've shown that they want a wider war. And the reason for that is that Netanyahu's own political survival depends on this war continuing. So New Zealand should be calling out this behaviour, should be condemning it. But so far, our government has condemned every single act of Palestinian resistance to occupation, to genocide, but has refused to condemn the people doing the genocide, which is Israel and the US.
Around the same time that the pager attack happened, New Zealand recently voted in favor of a resolution in the United Nations General Assembly condemning Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories and ordering them to vacate both their military presence and settlers within a year. Once again, I'd like to ask what your initial reaction was upon hearing about this.
Well, our initial reaction is that we were very pleased that our government did that. It was probably touch and go, but I think the reason they voted in favour of that is because there has been these, 11 months of weekly demonstrations around, 25 to 30 centres every week around the country that are deeply concerned and reflecting the majority of public opinion in New Zealand, which wants to see an end to this conflict. So I think the government was in a sense felt pressured that they had to do something, and they have voted in favour of this resolution, which is a positive step, whereas the other Five Eyes countries have either supported Israel and the US or abstained. So it is a positive step.
Do you think that New Zealand's vote for this resolution signals a change in our foreign policy regarding the Israeli occupation?
No, it doesn't signal a change. Over the last 20 years, probably, New Zealand has voted, has a better voting record, if you like, than our other Five Eyes partners, the people we like to compare ourselves with. And I think this government is continuing that. And it's continuing that because there is this groundswell of public opinion in New Zealand, which is demanding action to sanction Israel. And the reason I say that is that we had the public opinion poll come out 2 weeks ago showing that of people who indicated a preference, in other words, if you take out the people who didn't indicate a preference, you find that over 60% of New Zealanders believe the government should be sanctioning Israel. So we've got clear public support for the government taking action against Israel. The government at the moment is refusing to do so. And even the vote at the UN, following that, the government said they weren't going to follow that up with sanctions on Israel, which is the next step they have to take.
Do you think that the resolution will have a significant impact on Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories?
Yes, it will, but it won't be an immediate impact. These things have a cumulative effect, and right now, I think the resolution was a good one. New Zealand voted for it, which is great. But to implement sanctions requires the UN Security Council to take action. Now, in other words, for sort of global sanctions, if you like, it requires United Nations Security Council to impose those, and that's never going to happen with the US vetoing any attempt to hold Israel to account. So it won't happen in that way, but what we're saying is that our government should be implementing its own sanctions, as we did with Russia. We passed special legislation to allow us to impose sanctions on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. We must do the same thing to hold Israel to account. In other words, applying sanctions against Israel for its breaches of international law, international humanitarian law, breaches of the Genocide Convention. We've got to do that. Otherwise, our words are nothing without the action to back it up.
And then finally, as we come to the end of the interview, are there any upcoming rallies or events you'd like to tell us about?
Yes, there are. I mean, we're approaching the 5th of November, which is just 2 days before the anniversary, the 1 year anniversary of the attack launched by the Palestinian resistance against Israel on October the 7th. So at those rallies on the 5th, and in fact right through the month of October, there will be activity happening all over the country to condemn what Israel's doing and to condemn the complicity which New Zealand has by refusing to hold Israel to account for what it's doing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.